Looking good. All right, so let's get started. So, you know, what I tried to do with this session is I tried to, you know, even though we've done some of these tunes before, I tried to pair them with different tunes. So we're not playing the same sets of tunes all the time, with a couple of exceptions. But so, and then, I love that tune. Okay, so here we go, the London Lassie. Thank you. Really bad now. It was not many of you were playing that set, so let's see if we can pick a set and we'll get more of you playing along. So let me see, how about the Nightingale and the Munster Bacon. I've got the Nightingale here and the Munster Bacon right here. So...
Thank you.
Jigs there. Is that, how's the, is the tempos okay so far? Okay. Don't be afraid to tell me I'm going too fast or too slow. Okay. Let's do a couple of polkas. Got a whole bunch here. Now let me see what I got. Valley Desmond and Fords. Okay. I will do the other set first, I think. We've got the Glenside and Memories of Ballymote and Dennis Murphy's. So you all know these tunes. They're very straightforward, easy polkas. Fast, of course. So let me just say hello real quick to Hannah. Good to see you here. And Aaron. And who else? Did I miss anybody? I think I got everybody. Brian, good to see you. Thanks for being here. So here I go. Let me change my setting.
Bye.
Hopefully they weren't too fast. It's kind of hard. Polkas are hard to play really, really slow. You know, it's kind of hard to get that swing in there when you if you're playing them too slow. All right. I'm going to try and get all the tunes in today if we can. I think I made a slightly shorter list, but all right. So let's go back to, let's do the Crossing the Shannon, Man of the House, and the 5 Mile Chase. And if anybody's interested, these are on my, I think they're on my Celtic Fire CD. Or it might be my Come to Dance CD. I did this set. But we've played this set before. And I got this set of tunes from a tour that my father recorded back in 1973. Of Liam O'Flynn, Cathal McConnell, and John Regan from Dublin on the accordion. So...
Thank you.
Set of tunes. I love those tunes. All right. So let's go to back to the jigs and we'll do Lochran's, Lochran's. I don't know. D, is that how you say it? Or Paul, you might have a better pronunciation for that.
What's the tune? Sorry?
Lochran's jig.
The Lurecon.
Oh, the Lurecon?
Lurecons, yeah, there you go. So you don't pronounce the CH, the Lurecons. Lurecons.
Lurecon, con, like Lurecon. Yeah, okay.
That's what I sound like in the morning when I wake up.
Yes.
My people.
It's a great tune, and where did I get it? I got it out of one of my music books over here. But, I mean, I know the tune. Okay, and then... I think that tune has been recorded a lot. The Mist Covered Mountain is a great tune. So let's see if I can get through the Lurecrons. Oh my God, I'm making the right mess of this. Give me a second here. I know I got it. I should stop reading the bloody music. Let's do that from the beginning again. Sorry about that, folks. It just shows I'm human. So I tell my my students all the time, right? And I think you guys too. You know, you got when you learn something, you got to believe it, right? You got to know it. So you know, the minute I owned it, I got it. You know, so sometimes when you reference the music, it throws you off a little bit from what you're used to playing, and that's what happened to me. That's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. So all right, let's slow it down a little bit. Let's do Madame Maxwell. I love this tune.
Mm-hmm.
Love that tune. All right. Oh, horn parts. We haven't done any horn parts yet. So let's do the. Let's do. Cuckoo's Nest. Let me see if I actually pull these from my list. Sorry, give me a second here. I'm just trying to find where I put my hornpipes. They're here. They're hiding here somewhere, I think. I think they are. Maybe not. Ah. There you go. Oh, that's more jigs. Okay. All right, so let's do, for now, let's do McDermott's and Ladder Burns, because I won't remember how the other stuff starts, so. Okay, and then. Okay. Thank you.
Full speed hornpipe there.
Full steam? Was it too fast?
I don't quite own that last one yet, so I was a bit overwhelmed.
Sorry about that. I kind of overwhelmed myself, but to be honest with you. But I'll try. The hornpipe, again, the hornpipes are hard to play really, really slow. But let's go back to some jigs, because I remember playing this. I don't know if I forgot to put these jigs on the list. Let me see.
So every.
I think I did.
Wednesday afternoon.
Hang on, let me see. I'm looking at the right list. Hang on. Ah. I didn't put these on the list, but we're going to play them anyway. Sorry to throw them at you at the last minute. So I actually printed them out because I wanted to play them, and then I forgot to put them on the bloody list. But I remember the last time I played this, Lark on the Strand, I played it with James Kelly. And I was just thinking of poor James. I don't know if you noticed, James had a bad fall a few weeks ago. And James is a wallpaper hanger by trade, and he fell off the ladder and did some pretty serious damage to his hand and arm, and had to have surgery. So he's going to be out of action playing for quite some time. But anyway, so we got the Lark on the Strand and Tatterjack Walsh, which I think a lot of you would know. So for those of you with guitars, the Lark on the Strand is in G, and strangely enough, Tatterjack Walsh is also in G. It's a very famous key change in Irish music right there. G to G. Okay. There you go. Lark on the Strand and Tatterjack Walsh. Sorry about the mess up on that. Boy, I played it way better with James Kelly. To be perfectly honest with you. All right, what do we got going on now? Yeah, let's do the... I got the list on here. The Trevor... Oh, yeah, there you go. The Traveler, Lucy Campos, and a Bunch of Green Rushes. Three beautiful tunes. I don't normally do them in this setting, but so D, G, D, and G. Deb. Great tune. I got that from, I had a great session in Listowel in 1974, I think it was, with Mick Mulcahy. I was 14 years old. We sat by a car playing around the corner from the square. We played for about 6 hours. Because I didn't know that enough tunes to play for 6 hours, but I was there all that time listening to the great playing of Mick Mulcahy on the box, Mulcahy family. So. Thank you. don't know that tune, you should learn it. It's really, really great, wonderful tune. All right. Let's go back to the polkas. And we'll Valley Desmond and... Which one do I do first on the list? Valley Desmond. All right. Look, that's not... let me get my horn pipes going here. I've got a I've got to look them up, though. I don't know why I didn't have them out. I haven't played this Paul Halfpenny in a while, so I hope I can get through it, but we'll give it a shot anyway. And what did I do with that? Miss Galvin's. I don't know. Does anybody know how Miss Galvin's goes? I don't know why I don't have them. I think there's a bunch of stuff I printed out that I can't find.
Is it like, does it have something like that at the beginning? I'm not that familiar with it.
Better not do that one, but I'm sorry, folks.
Are you gonna do the cuckoo at some point? The cuckoo's nest.
Why don't we do that?
I love that one.
That's why I have all these extra tunes. But believe it or not, I know it seemed very disorganized, but I just spent a lot of time putting all this stuff together. But I must have got distracted by something and then didn't get my list. What, hang on a second, what are these here? Oh, that's hunting there, that's the other stuff. I don't know, I'm missing a bunch of stuff printed. And then we have that going into... We won't do that one.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah? I don't... Okay, I'll try... Let me just check something.
We could start with it.
I think I can get through it. I'm struggling today, folks, I'll be honest with you. Obviously, that's coming through in my performance today, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through till 5:30, but we'll do the best we can. All right, so we'll do the Paul Halfpenny first, and then the Cuckoo's Nest into Bonaparte Crossing the Rhine.
Great, thank you, John.
Okay, for you, darling, anything. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm really sorry. I'm going to have to leave it there because my back is killing me and my hand is killing me. And it's just really distracting me a lot more than it should. And I apologize for that, but I'll try and make up for it next week and do a little bit better. I hope you understand. So,
thank you, John, for all your work.
Appreciate
great
it.
Very music. Much.
And I'll see you next week. Thanks to Michael and Alina for all their help. And thank you guys for being here. Okay? God bless you. Have a great week. Take care.
Thanks, John.